Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614, Bankers Title, Integrity, Security, and Excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern of the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skin care a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com for more information. And joining us here in the studio, once again, welcome back to Gratiot Lake Road. How are you? How are you guys?
Doing good.
Oh, good, good. You sound peppy.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to throw it down.
That's what we do. That's what we're known for.
That's right. What would you like to play first before we get to talking?
So this first song is called The Pennsylvania Turnpike Part 2.
Excellent. Here is Gratiot Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Take your time, just make it back alive. I'm not asking you to stay forever, just tonight. I don't mind the road when we're together, but when you're all alone, I shudder to think of the night and all those careening headlights. And I don't wanna change apart from you. Everything is strange without you here. Please come home. You were right. There's no place that knows you better than that sad little room on the second floor of your parents' house. You've been trying to sever that part of your mind, sending death threats in return for love letters from a past that you're ashamed of. And I don't wanna hold you down. I just wanna hold you in my arms. Please come home. So will you drive that Pennsylvania turnpike with its speeding semis and brake lights in the snow 100 times to meet me in the morning? Or will you stay behind and leave me holding out my hands forever? I don't wanna live without you here. Everything is strange apart from you. Please come home.
Gratiot Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise, otherwise known as Emily and Ben Jensen. How are you guys this morning? Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
After getting one of those songs out of the way?
Yeah, we still up.
Well, the new record is called Goddamn Alone. And, man, this has been a work in progress for the last 5 years, hasn't it?
Yeah. Sorry. We were having a little capo issue over here.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, no, we've been working on this album for the last 5 years, writing the songs and stuff. And then 2 years ago, we started recording it up in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, with a guy named Jim Roll.
Okay.
And he recorded pretty much all of our favorite albums. Frontier Ruckus, Breathe I'll Breathe, Matt Jones, Chris Bathgate. So we were really, really excited to get to work with him on this.
And you actually posted on Facebook, Emily, that this is some of the most personal music that you've written.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain that a little?
So in the time that we were writing these songs, I was kind of dealing with undiagnosed depression and anxiety.
Oh.
And throughout the course of writing them, I kind of found a way to ask for help and get better and stuff. But
wow.
Yeah, so a lot of the songs are about that journey, I guess.
Wow. Wow. And Ben, I guess you were there helping her through this.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know what to say.
It was a tough time, then.
Yeah.
And the overall sound of the record, it's kind of, I don't know, thought-provoking, very thought-provoking lyrics.
Yeah, we tried to kind of keep it sparse and simple on this record to make the lyrics stand out a little bit more. This is our first time recording just as the two of us. On our previous two albums, we recorded with our drummer and our bass player.
Right.
So this is our first time just keeping it simple, I guess.
Yeah. How would you say this record is different from the early one? Read this, If I Don't Make It Home.
Well, yeah, I mean, the lyrics are a lot more direct. I think the previous album was a little more, I don't know how to describe it. The lyrics were more aesthetic, like descriptive.
And the instruments were more the important part in the previous album. It was real, we did a lot of lengthy jams.
A lot of jamming, a lot of weird noise in the old one. This one we just kept simple. We said, let's just do it as much like we can live with the two of us and let it be that way.
We're talking with Gratiot Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we do have this up on Facebook. We are streaming it live, so be looking for that in your feed and share it with your friends so everyone can see Gratiot Lake Road here this morning. And you have a big show coming up on Friday to release this record. It's exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and it's doors open at 7. The show starts at 8 at the Victorian Station.
Yeah. And you have some special guests for the show. Why don't you tell us how that came to be?
Yes, we got Lowland Hum, who we're very excited about. We actually heard them first on WHRO.
Okay.
And we were just got excited about them and got in touch, and it just worked out date-wise for them to stop by. So, we're really excited to have them, and we're really glad we got them.
So they're going to play first, and then you guys come out and do your album.
Opposite, actually.
I think we're actually
just the opposite
first, because I just feel like it'd be weird. They played before us.
Yeah, they can't
because
open
they're very
for us.
Good. They're very good. So
they are very, very good.
And we would like to just relax after we're done and hear some good music. Yeah. So it's also selfish
it's really
on our
selfish.
Part. We just want to enjoy their music without having to worry about playing our stuff after.
Well, if you don't mind my saying, their music is a lot like yours in a certain way. I don't know what it is. Well, of course, they're a couple, just like you, so that kind of makes it the same. But they have interesting, very interesting lyrics to their songs, so it's going to be kind of exciting to see them for the first time here in the area. What else would you like to play for us here?
This next song is called 25 Years. It's the first song off the album.
Oh, okay. And again, the name of the album is Goddamn Alone. And we're going to get to that, by the way, why you called this album after the last song on the record. But Here's Gratiot Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise. Gratiot Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise. This must have been a tough time for you, Emily, to get through this and to get to this record. Are you feeling better now?
Yeah.
Well, it's a very touching album and a lot of honesty to it, I would say.
Yeah, I would say that the songs, like Ben was saying, they're the most direct, most personal, most honest. Like, I don't know. I think I use songwriting as a form of therapy a lot.
Uh-huh.
And just that was the way I was feeling at the time. And those were the songs that came out. So
Yeah. Now, the name of the album is Goddamn Alone. So why did you decide to call it that? I know there's a song on the record by that name. But why did you pick that song to name the album for it?
I think we kind of just thought that that phrase summed up the whole vibe of the album. We did think about naming it something really happy and positive, just to kind of be ironic. But
correct.
Yeah, but we changed our minds. But
changed.
Yeah, but the cover is, you know, kind of funny because it's got like Bigfoot just like hanging out and
He's alone.
Bigfoot's the goddamn alonest.
He's never seen in a pair.
Did you do the artwork on the front cover?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, it's very good. It's a very good album cover. Did you do the other one too? The earlier one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're quite the artist, I must say.
Thank you.
Most definitely. We're talking with Gratiot Lake Road, and as I mentioned, we're up on Facebook with a live stream going on, and if you see it, please share it with your friends. So when's the next album coming?
Well, about five
this
years
took
from
five
now.
Years, so at this rate, maybe 10 years.
I'm just kidding. I've had Gratiot Lake Road on the show several times, and every time it's like, well, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Yeah. We're depressed here. Let's take some time.
And I'm glad I finally learned how to pronounce the name Gratiot, Gratiot Lake Road. We might explain that a little bit. It's a road in Michigan, right? It goes around a lake?
Yeah, it goes between, what is that? Is that 41 up there? It goes between US 41 and Gratiot Lake. It's just a little connecting road that goes between the two. Yeah, I don't know how much to say about it. We used to enjoy exploring kind of urban ruins. So halfway down Gratiot Lake Road, there's an old Cold War era radar station on the part of the North Rim.
Really? A radar station?
Yeah, and it was abandoned in like the 80s, I think, and it's just kind of sitting on the top of a mountain in the middle of nowhere.
Wow. Very.
Very creepy.
Very creepy. So let's name it for this.
So like, yeah, everybody will know how to pronounce Gratiot. I'm sure that won't be a problem when we move to Virginia 5 years later. So let's do it.
What else would you like to play for us here?
This song is called You Don't Really Love Me.
I'm sorry?
It's called You Don't Really Love Me.
Okay, here's Gratiot Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise. It's quite all right.
Someday
January will be the end of me. Well, maybe not, but probably.
Grush at Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise, and the name of the record again is Goddamn Alone. Oh man, it must be tough for you to sing these songs in front of people, isn't it?
Yeah, we were just talking about this. I usually don't feel nervous about playing my own songs in front of people, but I'm actually really nervous about this one.
Well, you know, this is very personal stuff, I must say, and I'm glad that things are better, and I really hope that they continue to get better.
Thank you.
Most definitely. I think you have to remember that we're all with you there. We are.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, the show, again, is at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock at Victorian Station?
Doors open at 7, and then the music will start at 8.
Oh, okay.
And it's this Friday.
Yeah, at Victorian Station, which is always a really great place to see music. And you will play first, and then Lowland Hum will come on and play. I really appreciate you guys coming in today to do this.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. And we wish you the best with this new record. And where are you going to sell this? Just at shows or online? What are you going to do with that?
It's available for pre-order right now on our website.
Okay.
So if you can spell Grashit, you can get there.
Gratiot.
There you go.
Grashit. Or Grashit, as I like to say.
Yes. I like
the
it.
The formal Grashit.
It's like French or something. Grashit. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, thanks so much for coming on the show. And I'm hoping to be at that show on Friday night. That sounds like it's going to be a really interesting show. So I wish you the best with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Most definitely.